No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to week 17 of the NFL season, coming to you live out there on the day after Christmas. We saw three huge games yesterday, but we still have a lot of football left to play here in week 17. So let's get ready to dive in. But first, let's talk about those Thursday games. As I said, we had three huge games yesterday, the two on Netflix. It started with the Cowboys at the Washington Commanders. Both teams had been eliminated from the playoffs, so not a lot of future there for either of them, but the Cowboys get the 30-23 win. They move to 7 wins on the season. They have a chance, actually, with a win next week to finish 8-8-1, which, considering some of the prognostications out there when they traded Micah Parsons, would be a nice finish. Really a lost season for the Commanders. They were down to Josh Johnson at quarterback. Things just not going well for them. The middle game had a lot of intrigue. Last year was the two teams with the best record in the NFL, which was the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions. Both have fallen on hard times this year. Detroit needed a win to keep their slim playoff hopes alive, and they couldn't do it. Even though Max Brosmer was in at quarterback for the Vikings and the Vikings had just 3 net passing yards in the game, it was a sloppy turnover fest for Detroit, who looked completely outplayed and outgunned all over the place. Lions fall to 8-8 with a 23-10 loss. They are officially eliminated from the playoffs, which is a really grim sign. A lot of questions going to be asked this offseason after a 15-2 showing last year, 3 really strong years from Dan Campbell. Just couldn't put it together this year. The Vikings, meanwhile, now improved to 8-8. And even though it hasn't been a spectacular season, there have been some bright spots. So maybe something to look forward to. The night game featured another team that's eliminated, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. Kind of shocking. They were down to their third string quarterback, Chris Oladokun, and he was hosting the Denver Broncos. Broncos came in with the best record, tied for the best record in the NFL, sitting as the number one seed in the AFC, and they held on to that position. They got the 20-13 victory. It was closer than I would have suspected or liked, but the Broncos become the first 13-win team in the NFL. If they win next week against the Chargers, they will take the West, and they will be the number one seed in the AFC. So quite a turnaround, quite an incredible stretch of 3 years for Sean Payton. Well, that's the games we saw. What about the games that are still coming? And we have games tomorrow. Saturday games, Sunday games, Monday games. So let's talk about some of the games of the week. As always, I highlight one game from each of the windows, including primetime windows. So for Saturday, there are a pair of games. The one that I'm going to highlight is the initial game, and that is the 10-5 Houston Texans at the 11-4 Los Angeles Chargers. Let's just say, as a Broncos fan, I have a vested interest here. The Texans, with a win, will punch their ticket to the playoffs. They are the only team that would be currently in the AFC playoffs that hasn't officially landed a spot. With a win, the Colts could no longer catch them, and they could be in position to make a move on the Jacksonville Jaguars and try to take a home game and win the division and get a top seed. The Chargers, though, are still alive, not only for the AFC West, but they have a slim margin to get the number one overall seed in the AFC. They would certainly like a win as well. This one figures to be a pretty fierce battle with a lot on the line. Also figuring to be a fierce battle with a lot on the line, the early window game that I'm highlighting on Sunday, the 12-3 Seattle Seahawks, who don't look now, are not only first place in the NFC West, but in the NFC in total, are now going at the 8-7 Carolina Panthers, who with a win last week over the Buccaneers, took over first place in the NFC South. Both these teams trying to track into the playoffs. Seahawks are already in the playoffs, but they want to get that premium seed. The Panthers, with a win, could really make it difficult on the Buccaneers to try to catch them. The afternoon window, the best of the games, the 10-5 Philadelphia Eagles at the 11-4 Buffalo Bills. The Eagles certainly have locked up their division. They still have a little bit to play for. The Buffalo Bills are the ones that are still chasing the Patriots in the East. They still have an outside chance at the number one overall seed in the AFC, but they will certainly want a win. Sunday Night Football, an epic matchup. The 11-4 Chicago Bears, who are currently leading the NFC North, at the 11-4 San Francisco 49ers, who've been under the radar all season, but actually have a great path to the number one overall seed. They just have to win out. They have to beat Chicago this week and then beat Seattle in week 18, and they would be the number one seed in the NFC. As crazy as it sounds, the Bears also have a path to the number one seed. They also would just like to win their division. This is a battle of teams that are both in the playoffs and both fancy themselves as contenders. Monday Night Football, another battle of at least one team that is in the playoffs, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. They suffered a crushing defeat with the Seahawks. That has knocked them back actually now to third place in the NFC, which feels a little hard to believe. The Falcons 6-9 can merely play spoiler, but the Rams going to be looking to try to get that victory to try to get back on track. So that's a little bit of a look at the games of the week. How about some lineup suggestions?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Before we move forward, we need to go back. And you know what? I was red hot with picks last week, at least for starts. I said to start Justin Herbert, Jahmyr Gibbs at running back, Chris Olave at wide receiver, and Kyle Pitts at tight end. And all of them were great. All of them at least top nine at their position, three of them top five at their position. So 4-0 on starts. But you know what? I could have had the same almost good luck with my sits. I said Trevor Lawrence, RJ Harvey, Stephon Diggs were all sits for me, and all of them put up good points. Trevor Lawrence was actually QB2, killing my Broncos. Stephon Diggs finally came back to life, had a top 10 week at wide receiver. RJ Harvey was running back 11. My only hit in the sits was Dalton Kincaid, who put up a 0-point week. He remains ice cold. So I was 1-3 there, overall 5-3. So let's talk week 17, which is likely the championship week for the fantasy season. One sit and one start at each of the fantasy positions. Let's talk quarterback first. My start is Jackson Dart. And look, I get it. It was rough times if you played him in week 16. He just wasn't good. He had 7 yards rushing, 33 yards passing, and a turnover. That's grim. But in week 17, the Giants are facing off against a woeful Las Vegas Raiders team. Dart is a weapon on the ground and in the passing game, and I think he'll be key to the Giants' offense this week. I think he's going to put up big points, and I think he's going to help you win your fantasy week. My sit, meanwhile, is Justin Herbert. Look, I rode Herbert last week, and he had a QB4 finish. So you're probably thinking, what gives? Well, the Chargers are facing a stout Texans defense. They're a strong and opportunistic unit, and I expect them to take better advantage of the Chargers' issues on the line than their opponent against the Cowboys last week. Herbert will likely finish top 24, so if you have him in Superflex, that's still okay, but he is not a top 12 option for me this week, and that is the benchmark for sit start at quarterback. How about running back? Well, I am starting Derrick Henry. Look, you know, Henry has been the best part of the Ravens offense all season. He's running back 14, continues to find ways to score. The Ravens are likely without Lamar Jackson tomorrow, and they've been struggling, fighting for their postseason lives. There was plenty of heat about Henry being on the sidelines during key fourth quarter drives in the team's week 16 loss. I doubt they repeat that mistake on Saturday. He is a start for me. My sit, meanwhile, is Texans running backs. Look, Jawar Jordan, Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, it just doesn't matter. The Texans are using a rotation. On occasion, that's been good for fantasy. However, we're in championship week, and the Texans are facing a stout challenge in the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm just not trusting any Texans back to finish high enough to start for me this week. But there is a Texan I like, so let's go to wide receivers. My start is Nico Collins. The Texans are going to need points if they want to win an 8th straight game and keep the pressure on the Jaguars. A win could also punch their postseason ticket, as I mentioned, so the team is motivated. And as such, I expect the Texans to turn to their best player, which is Nico Collins, who's wide receiver 8 on the season. He is the engine that drives that offense. I expect them to ride him to a big win in Los Angeles. That's right, I'm picking the Texans. My sit, meanwhile, Marvin Harrison Jr. of the Arizona Cardinals. He was once a very high rookie draft selection, but it just hasn't panned out. He finally returned from injury last week, but he caught just one pass for 14 yards. That's simply not good enough. Michael Wilson is playing better both on the field and in fantasy. Harrison is a big name, but he is not a trustworthy option for your fantasy lineup in a crucial week. So who is? Well, let's turn to tight ends. And look, it's not the sexiest pick, but my start this week is Juwan Johnson. In addition to Chris Olave, Johnson has had a very strong season for the Saints. He's sitting as tight end 10 on the season. You know, it hasn't always been flashy, but he's had a great steady floor. And for a championship week, you want to be able to guarantee some points somewhere. Johnson is a great lineup option. The Saints are favored again this week, and I think they'll get the victory. I figure Johnson will be a big part of that. My sit, meanwhile, is the Chicago Bears tight ends. Look, they have two great tight ends, Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland. And, you know, at times, either or both of them have been great at fantasy. But how do you know when those times are going to be? Well, you don't. And even with Chicago having wide receivers that are banged up, I just, in this matchup, I don't trust that they're going to get enough volume that I'm rolling them out for a championship week. I like the tight ends for Chicago, but they are on the bench for me for fantasy. So that's a look at lineup suggestions, some games I like. We'll end with some picks against the spread. And, you know, it's just not been my season. I was 7-9 last week, which moved me to 110 and 130. Not looking like I'm going to get back to 500. I need a couple of good weeks. And it did not start well yesterday. I took the Cowboys -6.5, and that hit moved me to 111 and 130. But then I took the Detroit Lions -5.5, and well, they just didn't show up. And I took the Denver Broncos -12.5, and they barely showed up. So I'm 111 and 132, but let's fearlessly move forward. I am taking the Houston Texans +2.5 on the road against the Los Angeles Chargers. As I said, YOLO, I think the Texans get the win. Taking the Green Bay Packers -2.5 at home against the Ravens. That would effectively end the Ravens season and hand the division to the Steelers, but I think the Packers get the win, even though they have now guaranteed themselves a playoff spot. I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals -7.5 at home over the Cardinals. I think they have just too much offense. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers +7.5 at home over Seattle. It's a lot of points, would be too many points, but I actually think the upstart Panthers get the win here and keep their drive for a division title alive. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers -3.5 on the road in Cleveland. I think the Steelers will play a solid enough game to get to 10 wins, maybe rest some starters next week, but I think they're going to go for it this week. I take the New Orleans Saints -2.5 on the road in Tennessee. I like the way the Saints are playing. I took the Indianapolis Colts +6.5 at home over the Jaguars. I think this is a trap game for the Jaguars. I think the Colts will probably already be officially eliminated when this kicks off, but they are playing for pride. I think old man Phillip Rivers wants to show he's still got it and wants to get a win. This is not an easy closing schedule. I think they pull off the upset at home. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -5.5 on the road in Miami. I think they will get to 8-8 and keep the pressure on for a Week 18 home match against the Panthers. I'm taking the New England Patriots -13.5 on the road in New York. I think the Patriots want to keep the pressure on to get the number one seed in the AFC, and the Jets are just bad. I'm taking the New York Giants +1.5 on the road in Las Vegas. This is a battle for the number one overall pick. I honestly still don't know why the Raiders are favored, even though they are the home team. I think the Giants get the win. And by the way, the Sunday schedule is thin. We had three games on Christmas Day. We have two on Saturday. That peels five of the games out. We still have a Sunday night and a Monday night that peels two more out. So they only had nine day games. There's only two in the afternoon. One of them is this stinker between the Giants and the Raiders. The other one, a good one, I'm taking the Bills -1.5 at home over the Eagles. Eagles have been a little inconsistent. I think the Bills need the win more and have something to play for. Sunday Night Football, one of the better games of the weekend. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers -2.5 at home over the Bears. I think there is a decent chance they end up, after all this, being the number one seed in the NFC. I'm taking the Los Angeles Rams -7.5 on the road against Atlanta. Atlanta's had some good games of late, but I think that Rams are going to be uber motivated, trying to get back and trying to maintain a chance to win the division and get the number one seed. They got to stay in the mix. So that is a look at week 17. Hard to believe. I will be back next week talking about the final week of the regular season. Until then, you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.